it's no surprise that ISIS is gaining so much popularity. They're great at using social media, and they can put, you know, take a video of beheading somebody, spread it all over the world, and people are in fear.
Do you agree with the decision, the president's decision to authorize airstrikes to contain ISIS?
Yes.
Yes, you should have airstrikes. They should have access to nothing.
We have to go after them proactively and not just a few here and there to please the local government.
Given the route that our governments have taken, I think we've no alternative.
Americans favor airstrikes to combat ISIS in Iraq and Syria, and this is fairly uncontroversial. Most partisans agree, demographics agree, except for one group, young people.
We're already in the Middle East anyway, so, you know, it wouldn't make too much of a difference.
I think it's fear-mongering a little bit. I think, you know, if we're going to be going to war over people getting beheaded, especially journalists that, you know, proactively went there and knew what they were getting into, I think we're going to probably have a lot of wars on our hands.
The differences between age groups is very striking on this issue, and it suggests that for young people, as they get older, they may continue to be more cautious and more hesitant to get involved militarily in the future.
There's been some talk from certain senators about actually putting troops on the ground to fight ISIS. Would you support that kind of decision?
We've suffered enough losses in the Middle East in recent years, and we don't have much to show for it.
I think we should keep the ground troops out of Iraq or any part of the Middle East where ISIS is at the moment.
Boy, that's a sticky point. You really have to be careful, because once you do the boots on the ground, you're committed. So it's really, we have to investigate all our options before we go that far.
So while Americans favor the use of airstrikes to combat ISIS, a majority of Americans oppose sending ground troops. One of the reasons Americans may be resistant or reluctant to send ground troops is that, on average, Americans expect that if we go over there, we'll be there for about 2 years. And that's a long time to commit our ground troops to. Also, only 14% of Americans think that the 2003 Iraq War actually made us safer.
Were you supportive of that initial intervention back in 2003?
Most definitely. Yes.
No, I mean, there was no reason for us to get involved. They had nothing to do with 9/11. I think six different commissions looked into it, found no link.
It was complicated then. I can't say I supported it, but I didn't object to it.
There seems to be a collective amnesia problem regarding the Iraq War. We asked Americans if they could recall back in 2003 if they opposed or supported the Iraq War. And a majority, 51%, say that they opposed the Iraq War back in 2003 when it started. However, if you look back at polls that were conducted at that time, a Pew Research Center poll from March of 2003 found that 72% of Americans supported the Iraq War. And this is something we often see in public opinion polls. People tend to want to say they supported the winner and they opposed the loser. And this tells us something about how Americans view the Iraq War.
Congress was actually on recess and never weighed in. Do you think that's a problem?
I mean, the Congress should, because they're here to set an example. What's right?
They're afraid they're not going to get reelected. That's what it's all about.
I don't think it's right. Congress has the right to declare war. I think that they should be voting on that. I think that's their job, but they haven't really wanted to do their job lately, so.
It's a hot-button issue, and that's going to affect jobs of members of Congress, and so they don't want to be on the record one way or another. I can understand that.
Sure.
If I were in their shoes, I'd probably act the same way.
Americans feel that Congress is unwilling to take accountability when it comes to combating ISIS. 78% of Americans want Congress to return from their recess, go back to Washington, D.C., and vote on authorization for use of military force against ISIS. Now, that doesn't mean that they necessarily want Congress to vote for it or against it, but they want it to at least vote, to weigh in on this very important issue. And we asked them why they thought Congress hasn't yet voted on this issue. 63% say that Congress just doesn't want to put its vote on the official record. They want to shirk responsibility.
Do you think that Iraq will ever be a stable country and that the U.S. is going to be able to extricate itself from the situation?
No, I honestly don't believe it. There's too many factions over there that don't get along with each other.
I can't see it happening until within our own Muslim communities we get them actively reacting to their own?
Personally, I think it's gotten to the point, like, we've been so involved in the Middle East that if we were to pull out, it just regressed back to where it was before we got there.
Americans are starting to feel that when we get involved, there is a risk that it could turn around and backfire. An example of this is that a majority of Americans oppose arming Syrian rebels. One reason for that is that Americans think there's, on average, a 78% chance that those weapons will be turned around and used against the U.S. and our allies. Americans are going to appreciate politicians who can demonstrate an ability to be deliberative, but also strong in how they make foreign policy decisions.